The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to The Show Must Go On. I'm Giovanni.
And I'm Tracy.
And I'm Nikki. And welcome. Bienvenidos.
Bienvenidos.
Oh.
Tracy, say it in your language.
French.
Hi, welcome. I'm going to get canceled.
I didn't even think of that. It's okay, we can edit it out.
Yeah, we're not taking that out, Tracy.
No, I know. That's just me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it's always a pleasure to see your lovely faces.
Yeah, and so it's always a pleasure to have you guys listen to our voices. I know you're not really watching this right now. You're listening. But we love seeing each other, so...
We love seeing each other. We're so obsessed with, we are so vain.
We are welcoming you to our world of narcissism.
I mean, we are failed actors. Like, what else is life?
We're obsessed. That's true.
Anytime I walk by a mirror, I'm looking at myself.
Every time I walk by a mirror, I come.
Oh. Hey. Yeah. Wow, that was so intense.
Wow,
I had to let it be beyond.
He took that to another level. I got scared.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Was it though? So was it?
No, I have so many insecurities. Suspicion.
It's all insecurities. All right.
What are you guys watching lately? Any fun stuff?
I watched this past. Actually, yesterday I was in the mood for a really scary movie. So I watched this movie called Saint Maud. Not Maud. It's like.
Is it new?
No, Saint Maud. Okay. Like Maud, the name. Like M. How do you pronounce that?
M-A-U-D-E. Maud.
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 Saint Maud.
Saint Maud.
Yeah. So it came out in 2019. But, you know, 2019 and 2020 are blurry years for us. But
that's true.
I really liked it. It's like, it's kind of really fucking dark. I like those dark movies. The actors were impeccable. Everyone was really good. I watched it with my boyfriend. He hated it. He was like, what? He's like, why do you like this shit? And I was like, because I am dark inside. Like, deal with it. But it was really good, and he had a really good rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it had like a 93. So for me...
Wow. You are very dark people. I need to watch that.
You're going to like it, Joe, for sure. Tracy's not that vibe in when it comes to scary movies. Like, she's not... She would only watch it because we liked it. She'd be like, okay, guys, yeah. I'll watch it. I'm scared, but I'll watch it.
You'd have to, just put it on while I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
Tracy, do you not like horror movies?
I'm really particular about it.
You're telling me you don't like scary movie 1, 2, 3. Those are so good.
I love
good.
A comedy.
Yeah.
But, I'm really particular about, horror films and slasher films. Because I don't know.
She's a tough judge, y'all. She's a tough judge.
She is the toughest, I think. She's the toughest.
What about you, Tracy? Any watching anything interesting lately?
Let's see here. I've been watching that documentary on Netflix, The Octopus Murders.
It's like American Conspiracy.
Yes, Octopus Murders. So it's about this journalist. He's found dead in a hotel room, and his wrists are slashed, and he's in a bathtub, and
I'm sold.
supposed to look like a suicide, but is it? And it's just like it goes all the way to the top. Like it. Listen, I know that our government is probably doing things that we as the public don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the extent of what they're probably involved in
is
frightening. So this is just like an example of shit that has happened.
Okay.
I'm so ready.
Interesting.
Where are you watching it?
But
you said Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll start that tonight.
Love that.
That's good.
Yeah.
What about you, Joe?
I've not been watching anything, honestly. actually, I've been watching Expats. I'm on the last episode.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch it this week so we can talk about
Expats,
it.
Expats, but I don't think I've been watching anything. I've been doing a lot of audiobooks that Tracy recommended. I don't know. What have I been watching? I feel like once we're done doing this episode, I'll be like, oh yeah, that I should have mentioned that.
It's always like that.
That's
yeah.
All the yep. fucking
well,
time.
I wrote some things that I saw online this week, per usual, because I'm always thinking about the podcast, not like you guys. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm never thinking. So
that's true.
Yeah.
It's like crickets up in my brain.
So number one is, this is a show that I want to watch. It came out today. And I was like, ooh, I'm interested. It's called Palm Royale. And it's with Kristen Wiig, Ricky Martin. And it's on Apple TV Plus. When I was writing it down, I was like, let me make sure I write the name correctly. And Rotten Tomatoes popped up and it didn't have a good rating. And I'm like,
no.
Only the first episode came out. So I'm like, how do we know if it's good or not? But whatever.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm still going to watch it, you know.
It's a great cast.
Yeah. It is a good cast. That's one thing that I saw online this week. Then The Bear, which Giovanni doesn't like. So everyone that's a fan of The Bear, come and get him because... I don't fucking get it why he doesn't like it. It's such a good show.
What, season 3 is coming out or something?
Wait, yeah, it was renewed for season 4, and it's going to start filming season 4 right after they're done filming season 3 because it's that good.
That's great. Will I be watching? Probably not.
Whatever, you fucking love season 2. Now.
I liked season 2 better, but I...
He said he was bored, Tracy.
It's not my type of show. Do you like it, Tracy? Do you watch it?
Do yes,
okay.
Like I actually feel all
the
emotions.
You know what? I love Jeremy Allen White, so for him, I'll watch that man do
it. The whole show gave me anxiety, and I was on the edge of my seat for all the episodes.
Right. And I actually cried.
Me too.
Yeah, like that's how you know when it just and like I get angry and happy. Like
I
feel for them. Like I'm with them along their journey. Like I care about what happens to the characters. I feel like that's hard in a lot of shows. Like most of the time I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But with them I do.
Yeah.
Oh.
I agree. Okay. Mm-hmm. Black Mirror comes back 2025. And I'm like, why are you telling us this now? Like, I don't want to hear about this right now.
Jesus.
This last season was like...
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Tracy
DeZamba. The one with the werewolf?
Oh, my God. I thought last season was one of their best seasons.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was one of their darkest seasons.
And there's a story that they're doing, like, a sequel to. One of the, yes.
Which one?
I have no idea. I know it said it there, but it's out there. It says which story they're doing a sequel to.
Okay, I gotta look it up.
And then...
Google.
Google it, baby. And then the last thing is that there's this movie that I had no idea that there was a movie happening with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. And it's called The Fallout Guy. And... I think it comes out this weekend and it already has an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, I heard about that. I'll watch the trailer on that.
Yeah. And this is why they're presented together at the Oscars, I think.
Promo. Get that promo, baby.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, Barbie and Oppenheimer, but still.
Right. I mean, that was funny, yeah. But, yeah. Okay, that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Nikki, for doing your homework.
I love that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You know, I'm not.
Always doing homework that you guys need to do. Dios mío.
Mira. I'm tired of being a student.
I'm too tired. I'm lazy. I'm a man.
You are. Tracy has no excuse.
So today we are going to be discussing a docuseries that is currently on Netflix. If you don't like spoilers, then get the fuck out, go watch it, and come back and listen to us talk shit. So it's a Netflix docuseries called The Program. Tracy, give us the synopsis of the documentary, please.
And finish the title of the show, because it's The Program and Through.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Right. Thank you.
So the full title is The Program, Cons, Cults, and Kidnapping.
Thank you. It takes a woman to do a man's job.
Always.
Years after being sent to a disciplinary school, a woman, still haunted by her experiences, exposes the corruption and abuse of the troubled teen industry.
So fucking dark.
Yep.
Let's dive right in. I knew right off the bat that I was going to get pissed off watching this bullshit.
Oh, I forgot to add something. Do we know what year was it on? The 90s?
So the school operated between 2001 to 2009.
Never mind. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. That just made it worse for me.
Because it's really not that long.
It's not that long ago.
Not that long ago.
Not that long ago.
So the first episode, Where the Fuck Am I? That's what they call the episode, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, that's what it felt like to these students where, you know, former academy and Ivy Ridge students return to the now shuttered school and reflect on the horrors that they endured during their time in the program. Yeah, what the fuck was that? Where are they? I mean, I don't even know where to start. I mean, just watching it, I was like getting secondhand trauma where she mentioned that, you know, these two men brought her in through the doors. And when she was about to walk outside or grab the rest of her items, they told her, no, you're not allowed to go back outside, and locked the doors right behind her.
I mean, even like, before that, though,
the way they're getting picked up, right?
Her dad was like, oh, I'll come and meet you at your school. And then, these two strangers come and handcuff her and put her into a van and then drive, 6 or 7 hours?
That's a long fucking drive.
That's a long drive, and you don't know what's happening to you. You're 14, 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
You're like, where is my mom? Where's my dad?
Years ever.
Right, such formative years in your life, and like you're like, what the fuck is happening? Mm. Yep. And they drop you off at this place, and then like you're gonna say, Joe, oh, I'll just go grab the rest of my stuff. No, you're not allowed outside anymore. That's it. Say goodbye to the outside world. You're here now.
God. Yeah,
yeah.
It's immediately it felt worse than a prison.
Yeah,
it absolutely is.
Yeah,
explaining how they described it, that you're not allowed to look side. To the side, and not allowed to look up and down. You can always look ahead. You can't make eye contact.
You can't talk.
You can't fucking talk. You can't smile. And then a point system? What?
Yeah, all of that was insane.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
Like, the dress code was, you couldn't, if you were a girl, like, you couldn't wear makeup. You had to have your hair braided, like
Jesus
a fucking,
Christ.
Sorry, Mormon.
Yeah, sorry. Cult. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm like, Mormons listen. Are like number one cult creators. No offense. Yeah. If you see all these documentaries about
the Mormons,
I'm so sorry if you're listening to this podcast. I actually doubt it if you're listening to it.
There's no fucking Mormons listening
to this. If you watch documentaries about cults, it's usually them. They always start this shit, and it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And they love, like, men being overpowering women, having a bunch of wives, a bunch of girlfriends, not feeding them so they don't have to think, like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's really fucking annoying, because every time, the moment they said that about that it was like from a Mormon family, I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. What's up with having like 15 kids? Dude, yeah. This is why you have no money, because there's too many mouths to feed.
Right. Well, it all goes back to
I let it out of my chest. I'm sorry to all the Mormons.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ivy Ridge was started by these dirt poor people, right? This dirt poor family. I forgot the name of the family.
Litchfields?
The Litchfield family. Basically, and let me tell you something. They were really smart, you know, think of something
they're
like
great
this.
Cult leaders. I'll give them
they're
that.
Great cult leaders.
Well, yeah, know, if they're gonna know
you,
about
you
it,
they feed on the weak, and in this case the weak and their prey were parents, you know, desperate parents who had troubled teenagers, which parents don't, you know. So they fed on them, like, you know, they approached those people, that was their target, and they opened up it's a business, really, because that's what it fucking was. It was not a school. It was a business of the Litchfield family in a dirt poor area where there are no jobs, where they know they can going to be able to recruit people and pay for cheap labor.
Am I correct that it was like $5.25?
That was the
was
wage.
Like the hourly
that,
pay.
The hourly pay that they were giving the employees.
And this is
who
early
had no fucking
2000s.
Qualifications whatsoever.
Early 2000s. We're not talking about the '80s. We're not talking about the '90s. Early 2000s.
We're talking about 2001.
That's crazy.
There were no regulations. Only in America.
Yeah. Represent, baby.
Represent our American culture.
Yeah.
With a school that full of staff that had no fucking qualifications.
Oh,
you
my
know,
God.
No background checks. Nothing. Every student wasn't even labeled as a student. They were labeled as units. Because what do units bring us? They bring us money.
You also, think of the fact that
sucks.
That these kids went through hell and back in this place. They were used and abused. They were starved. Like, many things. But you also think of the fact that the amount of time that they were there, they were not actually educating themselves. Like, they weren't in actual school. So, not only did you do that to them psychologically and physically and emotionally, you also wasted their fucking time, and they couldn't fucking go to a normal school and learn like the normal shit that most people learn. You know,
it's
as a parent, they quote unquote,
but they
graduate,
don't have
there's nothing.
A diploma.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
so they have to go and get their GED.
What the fuck is that?
Excuse me. The disrespect, like, these parents, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
My issue is the fact that these, because there was more than one, like, Ivy Ridge Academy was just one example under this umbrella of what's
of
called
many
WASP.
Other, yeah.
Right, yeah. So there were several schools, not even just in the States, like, they were out of the States. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, like, it was not cheap. So it's like, if these parents are spending $3,000 plus a month to have their
college,
kids there.
College tuition. Why
can't you send them to therapy? It would have been cheaper.
Right.
That they
God
could stay
forbid.
At home and just make them go to a therapist and talk about things. Because really, when you're a teenager, that's all you want. Mm-hmm. You need
support.
An unbiased adult who can support you and help you through your emotions. Because, like you said, it's super formative years. Our emotions are heightened. So it's like everything is a million times more dramatic than it really needs to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're learning, you're growing, you're going
you're
through
absorbing.
All these things, you know, peer pressure and, like, finding out who you are as a person. Like, you're going through all these things. So to have help that, not your parents, because sometimes you can't talk to them, right?
Yeah. So,
they're spending that money on that school, spend that money on a therapist, and they could still be at home because they want to be. Even though they're acting out, they want to be.
Also,
they want to be around their parents. They're just crying out for attention.
Some of them were sent, and it was like, oh, this is going to help them a lot. And it's like, these were kids that were good kids already.
Tell me what they did that was wrong.
The one that actually did this documentary, the one that always had a camera, she wasn't like quote unquote troublemaker. She was
She had a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah, like by the rule and, you know, following. She would even like go to church with her. Not saying that that makes you better, but she would like even like go to church with her family. There were like so many things that it's so hypocritical, you know. It's you have a good kid with you and you still need them to be better than they are, in better in what you think it's better. It's not, you know, it's not better. It's just what society has told you that's better.
You bring up a good point, because throughout this entire documentary, I was just thinking, what did they do to be put into the situation? Because the docuseries does not talk about that at all. You know, like, apparently the whole purpose of bringing these kids into this academy or into this program is because they were such troubled teens. But the docuseries doesn't talk anything about that. Like, not that I'm saying that anyone deserves the torture that these kids unfortunately received, but I really would have liked if they would have provided us more,
like more information. Like, their parents' reasoning.
You know, like, what was happening at home, you know, that made this happen, that it took to the point that your parents were like, oh my god, I can't do this anymore, let's have this
I think there was like one in the middle kid of the they night, talked
drag
about.
You out of bed, drive, you know, drive to this academy for several hours to put you into this fucking prison.
Yeah,
you know, like, what happened? I really would love to know what happened.
Which I think also that goes back to like cults and scams, is that they were preying on parents that just couldn't handle it, you know. Like, there are some parents who their kid smokes a cigarette and they're like, oh my gosh, like, oh, they're terrible, what am I gonna do, and they feel like they have no control over the situation even though they're the adult. So I feel like the Litchfield family and that, like, they were just able to prey on parents who just felt like they didn't have control and were so easy to be like, okay, great. They're, like, you guys handle it. Like, I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
No, it does make sense.
It's like, you know, weak, it's like parents.
Weak parents. That's what happens with cults. You know, we've watched so much true crime that we know how cults work, how they thrive. They really feed on weak people, people who are weak-minded or are in desperate situations.
Right. And I think also, like,
That's it.
At one point, when, like, the daughter, the documentarian, I think that's what you call them, was telling her dad, like, I told you we couldn't talk to people. We couldn't talk to anybody. He was like, As a parent, it's like, oh, you're exaggerating. Like, he was thinking like, oh, in the middle of class, you can be talking. It's like, no, never. Like, you can never. And then, like, you say that and the parent is like, oh, they're just being dramatic. They're just like,
you're just throwing. Being a teenager.
Yes.
Another thing too is like the relationship that I think Catherine was her name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she was saying that she didn't get along with her stepmom. And there's even like a where she's recording and her stepmom is like, I just can't even deal with you right now. I feel like it was the stepmom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was her idea.
Oh, 100%. Get rid of the kid.
And she told the dad, like, she needs this program. Mm-hmm, like, she's rebelling. We can't deal with this. I don't want to deal with her. And the dad didn't have any balls to say no. And was like, sure, okay, honey, like, whatever you say. Because he even wrote in that email to Catherine or whatever that I didn't pick you up from school because I know that I would have gone soft.
Yeah.
What a PAB. Well,
you don't see the stepmom.
What a PAB.
Throughout the entire documentary. And when she shows photos of the family, the stepmom's face is always blurred out. So obviously there's something going on there. And she calls her stepmom a bitch in one of the videos.
Yeah,
right.
So there's definitely something going on.
Something
there.
I think that she has
a lot to do with it. I want to talk a little bit more about the mind control, the program itself, you know, and the rules system and the excessive punishments that they put these fucking kids through. But
they can't look out the window.
They can't look out the window. They can't look at themselves in the mirror.
That's one thing. Like, second, they are already starving them. That's like number one thing about colds. Starve them so they cannot think through.
And sleep deprivation. They had the lights on all night. They had them sleeping out of mattresses in the hall. Mm-hmm. So it's like they don't have a good night's sleep. They're not getting the nutrients that they need.
They can't look at the sunlight because they cannot fucking look at the window.
Bringing them in isolation.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
For hours and days. What else?
No talking.
Also, what I wanted to say is, like, also the amount of control they had over the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about how fucked up that was? Like, they were monitoring the parents' emails. They had the parents come in to participate in these workshops where the parents had to do cross-dressing. I was like, what the fuck is going on? That's when you know
that it was a cult. Cross-dressing?
Like,
What was the point of that?
What was the point of that? How is this helping your child? How does this help your child become, I don't want to say a better person, how does this help your child behave? Which is what the whole point was here, but it turned out that these kids weren't even behaving badly. And unfortunately, there were also some kids who were in the foster program who got thrown into this fucking prison. Who were probably better off at a fucking foster family than this shit. Because this place is worse than prison. It is worse than prison.
Well, what about that one, Quentin? Right. When he was like, they had the riot and they sent him to jail and he was like, that was vacation for me.
Oh my God, my heart.
This was worse than a fucking
prison. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
Beating
up those taped up towels against the floor. Like, what is that going to do?
Get their rage out, basically.
I don't get it.
Quit being a victim.
Don't be a victim.
Yeah. And the whole time I was thinking, listen, there are a lot of troubled teenagers out there. Teenagers who could really benefit from support. Obviously, there's probably some mental health issues going on. And I'm thinking, you know, you're getting so much money to run these schools, these programs. I was thinking, wouldn't it make sense to run it ethically by hiring professionals?
You know what I mean? You're so funny, Joe. People are greedy as fuck. They're like, well, they have all that money in their hands. Do you think they want to give it away for the right reasons? Hell no.
Right. I mean, look at where they lived.
What makes you think that you're going to get away with this shit? Like,
they did.
Ego.
Well, that's right. Didn't they? Because there was no kind of like follow up in terms of what happened.
They're
to the
still getting away with it.
I mean, yeah,
they got away with it.
Currently, yeah, still. They're living. You know,
living large.
Life. Yeah,
what the fuck, that is disgusting.
I also wanted to like talk about, like going back to the mind control and the manipulation when they wouldn't go through some of the seminars and they were refusing to, that they would get sent to like another one and they would make them repeat or do the same things over and over and over again. And I kept the hands together, hands apart, under and over shit. Mm-hmm.
Eight hours straight.
They did it for like a minute, I think, when they did it in the documentary.
And I was losing my mind.
I kept saying like, okay, they need to stop that. Like, they need to stop. Edit this out, please.
Yeah.
Imagine having to do that. Not now. When you're 14 or 15. 8 hours nonstop. And then you tell your parents that you did that. Do you think they're going to believe you? They're going to say you're fucking nuts. You definitely need to be there because that's how it always is.
Yeah.
No.
You're so dramatic.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And this is why parents now that are gentle parenting, I'm like, fuck yes. Gentle parent the shit out of those kids because I need you to make a good fucking trusting relationship there. So when your kid tells you something, you actually believe them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I wanted to say, so this was truly a traumatic experience for these people because Quentin, when he was talking about that room that he was isolated in, he was catching a panic attack.
Yeah, he was like, I want to leave.
He was literally having an anxiety attack, and I'm watching it because someone who suffers from anxiety and panic attacks, I was like, oh my God, I know exactly what he's going through. And it's just like, just being there in that space, it like, it brought it all back to him. And like,
he's relieved like, when she said, you guess what? You can actually leave right now. You can
leave. And it almost like he forgot
that he could absolutely leave.
Like,
he was
like, you can see the switch on his face.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you're right. I could leave, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like he thanked her
for saying that. He was like, thank you for telling me that.
That is fucking terrible. That's so bad.
That's awful. And then I think like it made it so much worse for these kids going through this experience too. Like their parents thought that they were doing something good for them. And then it's like the years of trauma who said it? That it was like after all this stuff happened to them and they were like, sexually abused and all that, and then they're like, oh, and then I just drowned myself in alcohol. So it's like you have ones that are alcoholics, drug addicts. How many of them have committed suicide?
Oh, 40. Damn. 40 of them. I also want to talk about like going back to, I don't think this is mind control, this is called like a mind fuck, when they would have this one leader or whatever they're called, that she would be so gentle to them and, you know, take advantage of them, because that was like the only person that would actually like touch them in the shoulders or make them feel heard and all this stuff. And then she would basically dump them and move on. And the victim, which were the kids, would be like, I'm craving this. I want this person, like, don't leave me, you know? And it's like you're making the victim want the predator, because you're not getting any love or any support from anything or anyone, you know, where you're at. And that has a name.
I forgot his fucking name.
Can't believe that it was a woman.
Was a woman.
Wait, is normally it Sissy?
We hear about.
No, it's the syndrome about, has a name. When
Like Stockholm syndrome.
Yes, she would create that on all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, where you end up having feelings for your captain?
Yeah,
or
because
like whatever,
you've
but...
created a relationship with this motherfucker that you never got with anyone else, but you didn't get it with anyone else because they put you in that position, you know?
They're craving that.
Yeah, you're craving that, and you don't want the attention to be gone from you because you haven't gotten attention in a fucking year and a half.
Well, and also you're, again, 14, 15, 16 years old, and that, like, you want validation.
And it's the mind fuck of like letting them go and then be like, oh, now you want me, so now I'm gonna take advantage of you.
The fucking insecurity that you have as a teenager, you know? Yeah. So like you said, anybody, especially an older person, pays attention to you, you cling to that, you know? Like if you played sports and a coach focuses on you and like, oh yeah, like you're such a good team player.
That reassurance.
Oh, how good does that feel? Yeah, like a teacher, oh, that essay you wrote was so, oh, thank you, you know? Like, so like you said, just to have that attention on them. The love bombing, I think that's what she said, that it was like love bombing.
Gaslighting.
And then to have it gaslight, and then to have that pulled away. And then she said when she woke up in her bed.
She was like, please don't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But then she's like, I would let it happen because I didn't want the attention to go away either. And it's like, these parents, I hope all these parents... Which I doubt, because it just, for you to be a parent in the early 2000s doing this to your kid, I don't know where the fuck you live. You live in a cave. And I hope all these parents watch this documentary, because I think that was the whole point of that girl producing and directing this. She was like, this shit is still going on. I need to put the word out there. And I need to show what we fucking went through. And the fact that all the paperwork was there still. All of it.
That's crazy.
All of it.
How is that all there? I don't understand. Like,
Well, they like, got shot even... down, right?
Yeah, but...
They did. But the fact that they didn't evidence. Come in and, like, yeah, the clean evidence. All that stuff out...
Because I feel like, for me, like, looking at these people, the what's it called, the Richfield family?
Litchfields, yeah.
Litchfield. I think they, it's that type of person that thinks, like, the God complex, nothing's going to happen to me, you know, I got mm-hmm. all of this under control. I mean, I'm sorry, the government is involved in this shit. Of course, nothing's going to happen to them. You know,
yeah.
at all. So I think they were like too safe. You know, they're like, oh, we're fine. But I'm so glad, you know, this girl could get a hold of all of that and make this happen for them, because it feels, it's not justice, but it feels a little bit better.
Right. Or like even to have evidence, because wait, what's her name? Amber? Was that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Which one was that?
She was the one who said that one of the reasons that she got sent there is because her parents are saying that she was doing drugs. And she's like, I never touched drugs in my life. And they a toxicology on you. And she found the paperwork and it came back negative. And the fucking like counselor or whatever called her parents and was like, oh, yeah, Amber's a crack whore. We found drugs in her system. And it was a total lie.
Mm-hmm.
Total
so just to have that validation of like, I fucking told you mm-hmm. I wasn't doing drugs. And the whole time that I was in this program, they're calling me a crack whore. And I didn't touch anything. Not even weed.
Mm-hmm. These poor babies.
Yeah. And then like, wasn't it that person that she was confronting about it?
She called them on the phone. Yeah,
she called them on the phone. And I loved it because...
She came for that.
She had to paint herself as a victim, too.
Right. It takes a lot of guts to go up to your captor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Say, and confront them? Absolutely. And
confront them. You know what I mean? Like, you, like, admit it.
Yeah.
Admit it that you fucking abused me, you piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, disgusting how people won't admit it. They won't take any accountability. They'll point the finger. Right away, they'll blame someone else. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't think I was doing that. Or blah, 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 blah. I mean, that sissy lady from the diner, first of all, that scene pissed me off because there were... She was... Was that her name, Sissy? Am I getting her right?
Miss
her
Sis?
Name
right?
Sis? The big
right.
round
yes,
lady
yes.
who was sitting in the, front, in the front of the academy. When she was questioning her about it, and then... One the diner manager asked him to leave because a waitress felt uncomfortable. Yo, I would have been like, fuck that.
I'd be like, you feel uncomfortable?
I think about all the fucking years of therapy that we have to go through now because your piece of shit husband, because it was her husband, that the waitress's mm-hmm. husband.
Yeah.
You know, who Thank was working you. At the mm-hmm. school. Okay.
And the other
Give
thing
me a
is
fucking
like
break.
This yeah. girl is still like she was good always. No need nobody needs to be sent to that place, but she had like
nobody.
There was no need for her to be sent to that place.
No.
She was still so good that at the restaurant she said, "Okay." And she just right. left. I would have lost my shit. I would have lost my shit. I would throw them to the waitress.
I got so pissed off watching because she said, okay, and then got up and left. I'm like, wait a minute. We still need to hold this woman accountable. Okay. And also, who the fuck is uncomfortable here? Who?
Who?
I want to know who. Mm-hmm. Come up to me and tell me to your fucking face instead of sending the manager like a pussy ass bitch. Like a pab.
Pab!
That's pab. A pab. I hope she listens to this fucking episode.
Yeah, you're a fucking pab, lady.
You're a fucking pab. Go suck a dick and choke on it.
When or they went suck a fart. To...
Suck that fart.
Or suck a fart.
Giovanni's
suck the fart
butt.
Out of my ass. Please.
Or Sorry, when they... Tracy. No, that's okay. I loved it. When they went to the church, because the guy who used to do PR...
Yes.
...for them, and now he's a pastor... And even confronting him. And when she was like, are you sure you don't want to step outside so you're not lying in a church?
Mm-hmm.
I loved that. But even then, like, she was still, like, level-headed.
So chill.
Is this one of those things going to end up on 2020? Yes, motherfucker. And what?
Yeah, and I also
Netflix,
feel like...
Netflix,
even worse.
The whole world is going to see it.
That piece.
There's more people watch Netflix in 2020.
True. Yeah. But that also piece that she had internally, like, I'm going to say whatever I want. I'm not gonna lose my shit because I'm about to expose the shit out of you. You are such a piece of shit, and you're a fucking pastor now. And guys,
because they have the evidence. That's the thing.
Like, this is
all the evidence. All the evidence.
Like, they have the emails.
That's what makes it even worse, that they have all the fucking evidence. So it's not like he said, she said. No, this shit is in fucking writing, bitch. Wait,
this is why they got it in writing. I have the hardest time believing in religion. Because how this guy did all of that. Like that, open and wide. This is a school where we basically torture kids. But now he's in a church and he's a pastor. With being a pastor is a cover. So
yeah,
he's getting away probably with way more because now he actually has a cover. And
right.
This is why when people come to me about like, oh, you have to go to church or you have to, I'm like, first, shut the fuck up. Second, I don't want to. Third, have you researched your pastor, your priest, your minister?
I'm still on number two. Wait, yeah. I'm still on number two. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Never. Second, I don't want to. And third, like all these motherfuckers, have you looked them up? Because I'm pretty sure they have some fucking bullshit in their background, and then they became a pastor and God said, oh, I'm gonna delete all your fucking horrible sins and now I'm gonna give you a cover. I'm sorry, that's not the powerful thing that I believe
in. As a pastor, they're doing things like all the shit that's come out about Hillsong, so they're either like pedophiles or they're committing fraud, or you know, so it's like
fraud. That's pedophiles, criminals. It's just the list does not end. And don't even get me talking about the Catholic Church. Between the Mormons and please. The Catholic Church, I'm like, you guys need to get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out because I am done with your bullshit. Well,
I got out. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Like the two Mormons that walked up to me this week and asked me if I wanted to go to church. You remember that?
You said, first of all, fuck you. Second of all, I don't want to.
I don't want to. Like, no,
the
all,
first one is,
who's your
shut
pastor?
The fuck up.
Shut the
third,
fuck up.
Third, I love my wine.
Yeah, like, I...
The body, the blood of Christ.
Please, the blood of Christ, amen.
It's pink.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole on my thoughts on religion. Yeah. Because the podcast will turn into something else.
Yes.
But I agree.
Listen,
I'm pretty much anti.
If you are a person that is religious and you like to go to church, I encourage you. First, there's one thing that my dad always told me. My dad is not a religious dude, but he always said, church is in your heart. God is in your heart. You don't need to prove that to anybody. That's number one. And second thing, if you do go to a church and it's your choice, you get to do whatever the fuck you want with your life. I'm proud of you for whatever the fuck you want to do. Please research your pastor, your priest, your minister, whoever it is. Look them up. Please, please. You don't know the shit that these people do and they get away with it. And you go and you praise them. And you believe that they're telling you what God is telling them. No. Do your research. Mm-hmm. Do your research. And you don't need to go to church to believe in God. That's my message for today.
Do your research also on the religion that you follow.
Yes.
Do your research on religion, the religion that you follow, and research on other religions. It's also good to know what the other religions believe in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, I'm with Nikki on this. It's like, for those who are religious, that's fine. I don't care about that. I'm not a religious person.
Do your research.
I grew up with a religious family. Mm-hmm. You know, but do your research. I grew up where I did my research and I decided not to be follow religion at all, you know, because I saw that it did more harm than good. But I don't care. You know, people could be religious, follow whatever religion.
And also,
you want.
If you don't want
as
to follow a religion,
as long as you're not hurting anyone and you're not shoving it down anyone else's throat,
have a fucking
good heart and live peacefully.
Yeah,
that's it. I don't tell you how to live your life. You don't tell me how to live mine. And we can be the bestest friends.
Yes, and have a good fucking heart. Period.
Just be a good person.
Right, to be a good person. That's it. Like the second that you go the opposite end, Fuck you and fuck your religion.
Thank you. Don't shove it on our faces. Yeah. We don't give a fuck about you.
Don't shove it down our faces. And I'm so tired of, like, when you are debating a topic and then people always throw God in your face. And it's like, can you just, like, take it out of the discussion for a second? Do with it? Yeah. Right. Take that out. What
does God got to do with my trauma?
Right. Also, it's like separation of church and state. So it's like, topics like abortion. Don't give me that.
Guys, go vote.
You know, it's God's child. And okay, yeah, but what about the woman who's at risk? Right. You know, what about the circumstances of, you know, conception? Mm-hmm. You know, like, there are other factors.
Yeah. No, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
We're getting super off topic,
down that rabbit hole.
We can do a whole episode about that, but that's not what we're here for.
We're here for, but the reason why we got into this topic is because this was this fucking cult abusive institution was created by, weren't they Christians?
Mormons.
Oh, they were Mormons. Sorry, Mormons. They were Mormons. Cool. Yeah. You know, so that's why we kind of went down that rabbit hole again. It does more harm than good. You heard it.
Yeah,
here.
And again, it's just anything that's extreme. Anything that's extreme is definitely not good. You know, and this is why we said before, at the end of the day, just do your research before you start believing in anything. We know faith is about believing in things blind. But if you have a human being in front of you that is the leader of your religion, do your research on them. Moving on from that, I want to talk about follow the money, because I feel like this girl, the documentarian, she kept... trying to, like, find answers constantly, or, like, the why of all these awful institutions. And I think the lawyer was like, just follow the money, that's your answer. And basically that was it. It was the greed of this one fucking guy.
Robert Litchfield.
Yes.
What was his name?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, the house, like, I can get over the house.
They own, like, a whole fucking valley.
Yeah,
a whole
fucking farm.
The statues, so creepy.
It looks like Michael Jackson's house.
Neverland.
Yeah, it's...
Fucking chickens.
And it's what you were talking, like, what you were saying, Joe, before, like, if you're making all this money, why are you not doing the right thing? And I'm like, this is, like, the ego and the greed of people. Once you have... My grandmother used to say this about my country, and I'm talking about in the 90s. She's like, this country could be out of debt if everyone that lives in it gives $1 or 1 peso, mm-hmm. 1 Dominican peso. The problem is who collects the money, you know? Mm. And all these people, I mean, or Robert Litchfield, if he's the one holding that money in his hand and he says, I can keep 60 grand out of this 75, rather than saying, I can keep 5 out of this 75 and then put the rest in the good stuff, would have been a whole different story. But this is a fucking white motherfucker that was there only for the money, never for the good of the people, because he started this for the money. He never said, I'm going to fix kids. No, it was never about that. He wanted to not be poor in an easy way. Yeah. You know?
He wanted to buy chickens.
He wanted to buy chickens. You know, he had like 15 to 20 kids, you know, or he came from a family that had many, many siblings. So
he wanted a luxurious lifestyle. I mean, they were showing him like fucking parasailing in the Caribbean horseback ride, you know, like doing all these extravagant things.
And those kids eating like fucking stale bread.
Nikki, you said it best. I think it was in our episode that we discussed Griselda, where you said, and I'm paraphrasing now, but you said something along the lines of greed will
kill us all.
Kill us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kill us all. Greed will kill us all.
Because it's you're never happy with what you have. You always want more. Yeah. You always want more. And like in the wanting more, you're missing out on your whole life. Your life is going away wanting more. And I've noticed that a lot living here in the States. Oh, by the way, DR became number one country in mental health. The happiest people.
I saw that.
Are in the DR.
Wow. The happiest people.
And it's because DR is not about how much money can I make. It's about being happy all the time. Like, I see my friends, like, oh, hey, like, I'm going to be there on a Thursday at noon, and they all come to lunch. And they're like, fuck work. Like, when are you here ever, you know? Because they prioritize. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that here in America, you're so focused on, like, hustling, hustle, that your whole life goes away just in the hustle, because you're only thinking, oh, when I get to my retirement, when I get this specific amount of money. But then when you get there, you're like, well, that's not enough, you know? So it's like a constant hustle. And for these people, that greed and ego is everything that they learn. Nothing was enough. They just kept going and going and going. How can I mean, it's still fucking going on. These programs are still happening. These schools, this quote unquote schools are still happening, you know, and parents are still sending their kids to it.
So I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but one of my brothers was a troubled teenager, you know, like really, really bad. from my mom's side. And I mean, I remember watching Maury. I don't know if you've seen this growing up, but
he's
Maury,
not,
you know,
the father.
These, but Maury would also has. I think it was a Maury and Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Which Jerry Springer was low key fake, but they would have these troubled teenagers come onto the show.
Yes.
You know, and I remember like comparing them to my brother, who was a troubled teenager and caused my mom so much fucking stress and headache, and the rest of us, and. You know, I remember thinking, oh, God, you know, I wish that they would just come in the middle of the night and just grab my brother so they can teach him a lesson. And now, in hindsight, I'm like, I'm happy they didn't do that. But again, my mother was smarter than that. Thank you, Janet.
Yeah,
my mother would never do that to any of her children, because I have you know, my mother loved us and she's smart and, you know, better than that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a shame that there's still schools that are still doing that. And like, how and why? Like, how are people getting away with it? I don't get it.
That is the only
Someone make it make sense.
That's like the one good thing about, you know, sometimes I'm like, I fucking hate technology. I don't want to be on Instagram, like all this stuff, because it really does affect your self-esteem. But these are the good things about technology, is we are exposed to so much that now we know better than to fuck up like that. And I truly hope, you know, in a lot of places, there's still people that don't have access to any of this knowledge or any of this documentaries and stuff. But the more people talk about it, the more we're exposed to it, the less it will happen. Like, I don't think we have serial killers anymore the way we did in, like, people could never get away. Like, if you see somebody killing somebody, chances are somebody's going to be fucking filming them and posting it on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever those platforms that you use. So I think that is, you know, the good part about having access to all this stuff and staying in contact with people without having to be physically there. And the fact that these people are still getting away with it, I am hoping this documentary is going to change this narrative, and the fact that this is still happening. I think this is going to stop it, and it's going to get the attention of important people in the government, that because the government is funding some of these programs, and which is super fucked up. And I think about it and I'm like, I just hate the government in general, you know, and here we go again. I just hate it, like, the fact that they're involved in so much dark shit. And, you know, like, Tracy was just talking about a documentary that she's watching that probably exposes them to. But the more people talk about it, the more we vote, the more we voice our concerns, the less it will happen.
And I think just, like, not being an ostrich and sticking your head in the sand, like being aware that these things are happening, you know, like there's evidence How can you turn away from that? And just having awareness, I think that that helps for sure.
Well,
fucking crazy.
I feel really sad for those students. And hopefully, the documentaries will spread awareness and these fuckers get what they have coming for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of hope after watching it and like knowing that all, it's just, again, like, it's not justice, but the fact that all eyes are on it now, it just changes everything. Yeah. There's like many things that have been changed. Like, you said it, I think, Joe, in the first episode, like the Adnan Syed case, you know, it only changed because everyone was talking about it and the right people were listened to it. And the more we put it out there, the more it will change.
Right. I love when she went to do karaoke. And that the like ending. Brother was there and she sang One Way or Another.
That was so good.
That was good and subtle. I kept thinking I would have started improvising, saying things on that.
She didn't want to ruin her cover because I think she has a I have a feeling that there might be like a continuation because it kind of left off where it was just like we're just gonna leave this here.
And also, and I think there's like legal stuff too.
Right, she's like, I don't want to blow my cover, so I'm like, one way or another, I'm going to get you. And something's coming. And I was like, I fucking love it. And that was like a great ending to the series because it was just like, it was kind of like the calm before the storm. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh.
I cried a lot at the end of it.
And, you know, like you said, this is going to spread awareness there that they this has been happening and it's still happening. And there are other WASPs programs out or whatever schools out there. And hopefully parents will now wake up and be like, oh, fuck, I sent my kid to this place. I got to go get him out.
Yeah.
You know,
that's another thing that bothered me. Sorry to cut you off. Like these parents didn't visit or want to visit. Like, I'd be like, I need to see what my kid is doing.
Yeah.
Like, they just get a newsletter of them riding a horse, and they're like, they're okay, everything's fine.
Listen, it's super fucked up, but there's, like, stuff, like, I just can't wrap my head around the fact that it was in the early 2000s, because I understand, like, at the beginning of the 90s, you know, like, I would go out, and my mom would tell my sister and I, like, outside to play. Once it gets dark, come in. Like, you know, it was like fucked up shit because they didn't know any better. But this didn't happen like back then. But again, this is why I'm always thinking like, you know, gentle parenting, helicopter parenting. I cannot fucking blame these people anymore. You know, I'm like, they're doing the right thing because the shit that the 90s kids, and I guess with these kids, early 2000s or like first decade of the 2000 went through, that shit should not be happening. It should not be happening. No. How do you leave your kid for like 6 months and you don't fucking visit them?
Right.
Like,
it's so much abuse. Don't you love your child?
My parents would go nuts.
And no wonder they have troubled relationships with their parents. Where she's like, I don't know how I feel about you. I don't know about how I feel about seeing you right now.
Well, you're a parent getting the email being like, everything is fine. Oh, okay. Don't worry.
Yeah.
No, I need to see with my own two eyes.
My mother would have been like, no, send me a video.
Yeah. But
you're getting, I'm paying $3,000 plus a month.
I need to see.
That's too. That shit was not cheap.
My baby needs to be fed.
I want to go see. Bruh.
I think about it too. And like, I like, let's go back to what we said at the beginning. We don't want to blame these parents. We understand, you know, times are fucking crazy. And like, as time progresses, we get better. I'm saying we, like, I'm a parent, but like, parents get better.
I mean, there's no rule book either.
Yeah, parents get better about parenting, you know? But if there's, at some point, you're going to miss your kid. And they did pray to the weak parents, to the parents that could be manipulated, you know? And, you know, if you're receiving a letter from your kid that's telling you, like, these things that are happening, please believe the kid. Please believe them, because there's no reason for them to lie that much, you know? Because she said she wrote so many letters and she's like, and nothing happened. And You know, like the trust that is there, it's completely gone after that. Like, why would I tell you anything if you're not trust, if you don't believe me?
You know? Abandoned me in a time of need.
And she's constantly saying she doesn't want to be there. Like, if she was having a good time, believe me, a teen would be like, things are awesome. Like, I'm making a lot of friends and it's good. Like, that's fine. Leave me here.
Yeah.
So the fact that every time, every opportunity was like, take me out. Take me out of here. This is hell. Like, believe your kid's not going to lie about that.
Yeah.
All right.
That was some dark shit today.
That was some dark shit. I think it's highly recommended. I give it a thumbs up because it's important information.
Tell your friend, tell your sister, tell your brother, tell your parents, everyone. So that
they can catch these fuckers, catch the Litchfield family. Mm-hmm.
Tell all the lawyers that you know.
Right.
There must be a loophole there.
Right. Mm-hmm. You might make some money being a lawyer, suing people. Right.
Also, like, if you know anyone in the government, tell them too, because these motherfuckers are also involved, which is super fucked up.
They're always involved. So I give it a thumbs up.
Me too. I give it a thumbs up. And I just want to say this. I'm so proud of, you know, the girl that said, you know, she always had the camera when she was younger. Oh, my heart. She always wanted to film everything. And, you know, she probably even, like, went to school for it. And this was her moment. And she told her story. And she told their side of all the victims, which is something that it's so important to show. Because we usually see a lot of the predators and their story. No, we want to see what these people went through. So I just want to say, I forgot her name, but I'm so fucking proud of you. I hope you're healing. Catherine, I hope you're healing. I hope you still you stay in therapy. That shit is so important. And I hope you're able to, like, have, you don't have to forgive your dad, but have an actual relationship with him.
Yeah,
I feel like he is genuinely sorry. Like, I think he just got roped into, he was just kind of weak. I think stepmom talked him into it, and he thought that he was doing a good thing. I really do think that, you know, that everything was fine, and he was lied, he was scammed, because that's the thing too that they mention, is like, these parents got scammed, and that's embarrassing. They got scammed.
So much money lost.
It's embarrassing. So one mom, didn't she like go out to the Litchfield ranch or whatever it was, and she was like, so this is where all my money went.
Yeah, because it was definitely not to those fucking schools.
No. Not to the food.
Not to the food. Not to the way they slept on those fucking bunk beds.
Accommodations. Yeah. Not to
the unqualified, uneducated staff.
No staff. Ay, Dios mío.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Horrible. Horrible.
Well, it's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics score.
Yay. Okay.
And 88% from the audience score. So people are loving it. And I'm glad that they are, because the more people love it, the more people watch, the more people watch, the more awareness is spread. Mm-hmm. And then we can fucking lock up these sons of bitches.
Yes.
And make them.
It was just really well made, too. And I love that they were like each other's support system. Like they all went back together as a group.
Yeah.
And just because it's trauma bonding, but like, they only each one of them can understand what they went through.
Yeah. Oh, that you ending too. Watching all these
videos, the surveillance.
Yeah, the ending of it too. They're like at the fireplace, and
burning the files. And I think they're like, this is so therapeutic.
One of the victims, she is singing. Girls just want to have fun on the piano.
So good.
She's so talented too.
Super talented.
Oh, my goodness. I was crying my eyes out. And I was like, it's what they said. Like, that song was ruined for them. But I feel like her playing
they're taking it back.
It's claiming that song back. And it doesn't have to be about that anymore. What a beautiful. Listen, this girl, the Katie, she's so talented. Really, really talented.
It was really well done.
Yeah, I hope she keeps doing documentaries. She keeps bringing light to them. That was really, really good. I give it a thumbs up, too.
Same. It was good. Yeah. I liked it.
I just hope there's a continuation. That's it. You know, I'm looking forward to hearing a follow-up. I'm sure there will be.
Yeah.
And this is why we can't get rid of TikTok. Like,
We get everything from TikTok. I get all my information from there. This is how we stay connected. You know, social media does has its negative side effects on mental health.
TikTok is a different community, man.
TikTok is like a different community. Mm-hmm. You know, we attack bullies on TikTok.
Yeah.
I feel like
bullies don't get away with shit.
As soon as you become
there.
A bully on TikTok, bullies don't survive on TikTok. So we need TikTok.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm assuming that because it is a docuseries, there are no fun facts.
I put interesting facts.
I have some stuff. Yeah.
Trudy has fun facts. Let's fucking go.
We're going to call them interesting, not fun for this one.
Yeah.
Fun facts.
Rock on.
But yeah, I do have some stuff because with these documentaries, it's like they have time constraints and, you know, they leave things out or things happen afterwards. And so, you know, do like a follow-up stuff. So... Wait, do you have a few things?
Before mm-hmm. you say, do you know when this was finished? Like, the filming was finished? Was it a year ago? I have no idea, because they didn't say exactly. What year it was, actually, mm-hmm. when they went there. Yeah. Okay.
Right. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, but I'm excited. So let's hear, babe.
Okay. Let me see if I can find out. Go ahead. Start with the fun facts. I'll see if I can find something.
So, obviously, the documentary talks about a bunch of the different WASP schools. Mm-hmm. However, they overlooked one particular scandal that happened in Colorado. There was a man named Randall Hinton who helped co-found a WASP school called Royal Gorge Academy in 2006. And in August of 2007, Hinton went up against a jury of his peers on 4 assault charges and 2 false imprisonment charges toward students at the academy. He was found guilty of 1 count of third-degree assault and 1 count of false imprisonment. So, there's hope.
Wow. One down.
I know, not enough, but...
One down! At least 100 to go!
Yeah, seriously. the founder of the cult, Sianon, mm-hmm. Charles E. Diedrich. I know that Catherine had mentioned him because a lot of the things that they incorporated within, you know, Work Your Program and all that.
That fucking program.
Based off of Sianon, and he went to AA meetings. Mm. So that's sort of how it all started for him. But did you know that Charles E. Diedrich, the founder of Sianon, he failed out of the University of Notre Dame after 18 months. So the guy didn't even have a college education. He had 0 qualifications, nothing in psychology or counseling or anything.
That program is behind a lot of fucking cults.
It is.
It's
What's the name of the program again?
With the Sianon.
I think Nexium, the cult Nexium, also used that program. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Well, they did reference to Nexium.
Scientology.
Mm-hmm. God, get rid of them all.
Please. Yeah.
But not before I get clear. Okay. This one's a little long, so bear with me.
Okay.
So when everything originally broke about the academy, New York State seemed shocked. However, a recently uncovered document directly contradicts this notion. Apparently, the riot wasn't enough to shut down the troubled teen boarding school, and neither were the state's findings when the school applied to be accredited by the government. Around a year after the riot, New York State sent a letter to Director Jason Finlinson. He was the director at Ivy Ridge, that idiot. denying its accreditation and outlining multiple concerns regarding safety, education, and health that they had. The primary concerns they highlighted in the letter included academic deficiencies, lack of guidance from teachers, inadequate systems for health and safety, students being in the chain of command, students not having access to vital information, restroom restrictions, staff administering dangerous student restraint. So based on the state's knowledge of these issues and lack of action, it's easy to say that the New York Department of Education was complacent in the abuse of students at the academy at Ivy Ridge.
They didn't do shit.
Instead, the only action taken, according to the letter, was denying Ivy Ridge's ability to administer New York standardized testing or giving out diplomas. This punishment did nothing to save students in unsafe and abusive conditions.
But again, the government is involved, so they're not going to go against themselves.
No, they're not. Never take accountability. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I'm not done. Oh, there's more.
That one? I have two more. I have two more.
No, I'm excited.
So I thought this was interesting. So according to the American Bar Association, the troubled teen industry in general, so not just necessarily the WASP, but all of it, but they own a lot. Mm-hmm. So that industry brings in approximately $32 billion every year.
They're never going to shut it down.
So imagine how much they were making. Like, they had 12 globally, at least, right?
I have no fucking words right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the thing. They have the government in their pockets because they pay them off.
I'm pretty sure they could make good money even if they had done it the right way. You know, with actual
absolutely.
Without the abuse.
Yeah. But not as much. I think that's their thing. It's like, but
yeah, it's the greed. The greed.
So much more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's collecting the money?
1,000%. Okay, last one. I think you'll be happy with this. There is one glimmer of hope that the docuseries didn't include in it, because this happened after its release. District Attorney Gary Pasqua opened a legal investigation into the abuses at Ivy Ridge. According to his statements, there is one investigator spending 95% of his time working solely on the case.
That's fucking good.
The only concern with the investigation is the statute of limitations.
Oh, fuck.
So it's
how many
unlikely
years?
That,
seven?
I don't know what the state of New York is.
But also,
but it's
like,
unlikely.
Maybe they can go for, like, the other schools. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait,
how.
So if it's, like, long, if it's too much time,
it,
too much time
it doesn't
has gone
matter
by,
anymore.
Then it's, like,
bye. Oh,
but there must be, like, certain charges. So, obviously, things like abuse or rape, like, you might not be able to. But I'm sure there must be other things that they can probably get them for,
legal,
like,
legal shit,
or,
like, money. Yeah.
Exactly. There's got to be something. So it's unlikely that Robert Litchfield will ever face charges, but it's promising to know that there's someone working to bring justice for the survivors of the academy at Ivy Ridge.
Wow.
Piece of shit.
Wow.
Well,
so
there's like 12 schools. So one
here's
of them
to hoping. Yeah. Like, there's got to be something.
Wow.
You know, unsafe conditions. Like, how, I'm sorry, but, like, I can't shit with the door open and someone watching me.
Imagine taking a shit like that.
No.
I could barely pee in the standing urinal at a public restroom.
Seriously.
Or, like, not being able to fucking relax while you're taking a shit. Like, relax.
No, because you have someone staring at you.
I would make it so uncomfortable for them.
I'd be like, do you like what you smell?
That's
you want
to
whiff?
I'd be like,
you're not allowed to talk.
I'd be like,
points.
That's just, I'll be like, I'm talking to myself. I'll say, like, that's the stale bread you fed me. I'll say some nasty ass shit.
Ooh, there's that one kernel of corn that I ate from earlier.
Oh, there's that kernel of corn.
Do you know we don't digest corn? I will make them feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, you want to
so
look at it?
They wouldn't drink water either.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They wouldn't pee.
Just the bottled
the
water.
The bottles. Because she said that the other water looked like it tasted like pee.
It was yellow, right?
Yeah.
Oh. See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
abuse.
There's got to be some charges. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the health and safety of it, at least.
Wow. Wow.
Well, here's to hoping that something happens, because that's just, I mean, sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sick.
How can you live with yourself? That's what I want to know.
I have no idea.
And also that you're like, oh, for my religion.
You suck my dick.
I'm a good Christian.
Suck the fart out of my ass.
There. Mm-hmm.
Suck the fart out of my ass.
Literally.
All of them.
All right. Well, that was a heavy and dark one. Mm-hmm. But thank you guys for joining us and listening to us. As always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, tell your friends.
And rate us.
Boss, tell us to rate us. Give us a 5-star rating.
We also...
tell the people that you love. Tell the people that you hate.
Exactly.
Your frenemies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell people that don't believe in the things that we believe.
Yeah. Ooh, tell all your Republican friends, literally.
Yeah.
We are on social media. We're on Instagram and TikTok.
Follow
us, like us, comment.
The other thing,
we'd like to engage.
We want to engage with you guys. We want to have one-on-one contacts, but we also want to know what you want us to judge. What do you want us to watch? What do you want us to talk about? So please feel free to either DM us on Instagram, email us. The email should be in the description of the podcast. Whatever you want. We're here for you. If it's negative, we don't want to hear it. Now, if it's like, if it's something that we got wrong, please let us know.
Right. Or if you have any more fun facts of the fun facts that we
missed, yeah, always. Yeah.
And if you know Katie, we can have her on
Right.
our
if
podcast.
You know anybody that we talk about.
Right.
We would love to have them with us.
Have their people
or
contact
our
people. Or
if you are Catherine, you can also contact us.
Please.
Catherine, tell us. Have your people call our people.
And we admire you so much. We're so proud of you.
Yes, that was beautiful. Good job.
Okay, awesome,
well,
guys.
That's it for now. Thank you, guys. Have a great
week,
night, I guess.
Have a great week. Have a great weekend. This comes
have
out on
time.
Day or
whatever
time
you're
it
doing.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. See you
next
time.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.